إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we will continue inshallah ta'ala reading the explanation of the hadith number 28 from the hadith of al-arba'in al-nawawiyya from the explanation of our noble shaykh al-allama al-doktor Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahu Allah ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa li walidayhi wa lil muslimina wal muslimat from his book al-minha al-rabbaniyya. I'm going to read the hadith once again and then we continue reading its explanation. عن أبي نجيح العرباد بن ساري رضي الله عنه قال وعظنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون فقلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعظة مودع فأوصنا قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة وإن تأمر عليكم عبد الحبشي فإنه من يعيش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة فإن كل بدعة ضلالة فإن كل بدعة ضلالة. From the authority of Ibn Najih al-Irbad ibn Sariya رضي الله عنه, who says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us a sermon, an admonition by which our hearts were filled with fear and tears came to our eyes. We said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as though this is a farewell sermon, so advise us. He said, I advise you to fear Allah and give absolute obedience to the Muslim ruler, even if a slave, if he be a slave, even if a slave becomes your leader. Verily, he among you who live long will see great controversy and different. So you must keep to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Cling to them firmly. Bite on them with your molar teeth. And beware of newly invented matters, for every invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is going astray. The Shaykh said this is a great hadith, and he says it comprises advices from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the companions, they says, advise us, so he advised them with matters. Number one was taqwa Allah. And number two, hearing and obeying the rulers, the Muslim rulers. With the taqwa Allah, and we took these two so far. With the taqwa Allah, I just want to share with you something I read. A statement of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, beautiful statement as related to taqwa. قال التقوى ثلاث مراتب. He says تقوى is three levels. المرتبة الأولى حمية للقلب من الآثام والمحرمات. The first level is a تقوى protects your heart from sinning and from forbidden things, from haram. المرتبة الثانية, the second level, حمية للقلب من المكروهات. It protects your heart from the disliked things. والمرتبة الثالثة حمية للقلب من الفضول وما لا يعنيه. The third level is that the taqwa protects the heart from matters that does not concern you. قال أما المرتبة الأولى فهي تعطي للقلب حياته. He says the first level, which is protection from sins and from forbidden matters, it brings and gives the heart its life. That's what makes a heart alive, by staying away from the haram and from sins. As for the second level, it gives the heart يعطي القلب صحته وقوته. The second level of taqwa, which is to stay away from disliked matters, gives the heart its health and strength. Make it healthy and strong. وأما المرتبة الثالثة فتكسب القلب فرحته وبهجته وسروره. He says the third level, when you stay away from matter that doesn't concern you, it gives the heart its joy, serenity and happiness. Allah. Beautiful statements indeed. That's why people who are upon haram, they have a dead heart. The heart becomes dead. And when people involved in disliked matters and the like, their hearts become weak and sick. And people who involve themselves in matter doesn't concern them, it takes away from the serenity and the joy and happiness of their hearts. May Allah protect our hearts. And then, Shaykh, you mentioned the third matter that the Prophet ﷺ advised the companions with, and it is for us, اتِّبَاعُ السُّنَّةِ عِنْدَ الْإِخْتِلَافِ لِقَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِيشُ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. قال ابن عثيمين اختلاف في العقيدة وفي العمل وفي المنهج رحمه الله. The third advice that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith, following the sunnah in the times of controversy, times of differing, when the people differ. Because of the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, he who will live long from you shall see a lot of difference and controversy. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, people, they will differ in aqeedah. And that's true. Muslims, they differ in aqeedah, layyadu billah. Different groups, they have different aqeedah. In actions also. Not all the Muslims practice Islam the right way and perform acts of worship in a way, the right way. And in the manhaj, in the path that they follow. قال الشيخ هذا إخبار منه وهو علم من أعلام نبوته صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه أخبر عن المستقبل وعن شيء لم يحصل بعد وحصل كما أخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is from the many narrations that prove that he is a true prophet from Allah. He is a true messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because he informed about matters in the future, and they happen as he informed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly as he informed. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان يظهر اختلاف. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول سيرى اختلافا كثيرا, أي يظهر اختلاف في الأمة في الآراء وفي الأقوال وفي الأعمال, فما العلاج إذا حصل؟ He says, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that he who live longer amongst the Sahaba shall see controversy, disagreement and the like. He says, meaning that the Muslims, they will, this disagreement will take place in statements, in actions. So what is the cure? Because this is not, the Muslims should not disagree in the religion. The religion is one and cannot be divided to different parts, and every group take this part and be happy with it. There's only one religion, the Deen of Allah, and all Muslims should apply it. But it's not the case. And the Prophet ﷺ informed that the Muslims, they're not going to do the same thing, and they're not going to be on the same manhaj. So they're going to differ. They began to disagree with one another. So, and this is a problem. So what is the solution to it? What is the cure? قال العلاج التمسك بسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Says the cure to this is that you hold on firm to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't you ever make the mistake that some people do, they stick to their tribe, to what their people are upon. No, you stick to the sunnah. This is the cure. Stick to the sunnah. You learn the sunnah in any matter. When the people are different, oh, we're going to do it this way. No, they do it the other way. They do it the other way. Then what you going to do? Say, look, what is the sunnah? Because this deen is complete and perfect. It's clear. Prophet ﷺ left us upon the clear path. Anyone who finds himself away from it is halik, will be destroyed. So he asks people, they want to do the wudu this way, tayammum, ghusl, salat, dua, recitation of Quran, fasting, sadaqah, marriage, divorce, anything, hajj, umrah, celebrations. Say, okay, wait a minute. The only one that right is that which is in the sunnah, the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it's in the sunnah, we're going to do it. If it's not, I'm not doing it. Even if everybody else is doing it. That's the cure, the sunnah. The Prophet, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, tells us in Surah An-Nisa, verse 59, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Whenever you differ amongst any matter, turn it to Allah and to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال ليس الحل في هذه المشكلة أن يؤخذ برأي فلان وفلان بل يؤخذ بما قام عليه الدليل من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, whenever you differ or you find yourself in a, facing any dilemma, any problem, don't you ever take the statement of so and so and this person or the other. That's what bring disunity with the ummah. Oh, following the sheikh, they follow their sheikh, they follow their imam, they follow this and that, and they differ. Rather, the sheikh, he says, we take from the statements of the people that which is established upon the proof from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Of course, you gotta take from the people, because we don't live amongst the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died a long time ago. Now, when the alim says, do it this way, this is halal, this is haram, this is okay, this is not, then we take from the statements of the people that which is established upon the proof from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُمَا الْكَفِيلَانِ بِحَلِّ الْمَشَاكِلِ. Naam. They are sufficient. The Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are sufficient for any problem. For all problems, any problem you have, you find the solution for it in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ما ترك الله فيهما من شيء ينفع الأمة في الدين والدنيا إلا وبينه. There is not a matter from the matters of that bring benefits to this ummah, whether in their life, this life or in the hereafter, except that is made clear in this deen of Allah. The problem is that we don't understand this deen the way we should. That's why we have problems and we think that's it. Then you ask one of the ulama and he give you, he opened the door for you. We don't have the keys. We have a lot of set of keys. We don't even know which one that goes to which door. Until you find someone who has knowledge, he tell you, look, it's easy, subhanAllah, you're all, subhanAllah, you're panicking, and you think that's it, you're destroyed. No, yeah, there's a door behind you. There's another one to your right, too. This is a door, but we don't see them. We see them through knowledge. And you know, knowledge is light. Sometimes, can you imagine, sometimes in your house, in the dark, you're looking for a key for something you don't see. You can, it's right next to you. But you don't. Once somebody turns the light, it'll, voila, it's right there. He's like, voila, it was right here. Yeah, he was right there all the time. But I didn't see it because it was dark. Likewise, the people who don't learn the deen of Allah, not serious about acquiring knowledge, they cannot see things, man. A little problem to them is a huge problem. Because they don't know what to do. They have no clue what to handle it. They have no knowledge. I'll give you an example. In your house, a little leak in a faucet, for certain people is a huge problem because they don't know how to handle it. They have no clue how to do it. Which is easy, you maybe just tighten the screw and it's okay. But they're like, they're gonna call a plumber, oh no, big problem in my house. The plumber come and think like it's flooded and whatever, pipe. He's like, that's it? Two twists. Likewise in the deen of Allah, people, they start getting into a lot of trouble. They don't know the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet he tells us, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْدَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِغُ عَنْهَا بَعْدِ إِلَّا هَالِكَ. Prophet he says, I have left you on the white path. Its night resemble its days. No one that find himself away from this path except that he be destroyed. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّوا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. Prophet ﷺ, he says, I am living with you that which if you hold on firm to, you will never go astray. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah. فَهُمَ الْمَرْجُعِ عِنْدَ الْإِخْتِلَافِ. نعم, they are the source. This is the source we go to in the times of ikhtilaf, when we disagree, because we're human, we disagree. Tabi'at al-Bashar, it's a human, we disagree, but what we do? Whenever we disagree, we split, we're not brothers anymore and become enemies. Some ignorant people do this. They disagree, they become enemies to one another and depart from one another. No, we disagree, we're human, it's okay. We disagree, we say, Akhi, we're still brothers, right? We're still brothers, man. This is a real brotherhood. But look, we don't want to, let's find a solution to this disagreement. Because this is a disagreement between people who are Muslims. And we have the tools. Naam, it's not like you disagree with a kafir and you tell him Allah is our Lord, he tell you no, Isa is. And now you're like, Akhi, look, we differ, it's okay, we're still brothers. No, this difference is different. No, difference in matters, other matter, like raising your hand after this or with this or with that. He said, okay, we differ now. Let's take it back to the proper sources, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال وهذا فيه رد على الذين ينادون بحرية الرأي ويقولون كل له رأي ولا نحجر على الناس. He says, in this is a clear refutation against those people who they promote the freedom of speech. They say, look man, people are grown-ups, let everyone speak for himself. You know, let people do what they want to do. You see? They say, don't tell the people what to do. It's not that you tell the people what to do. It's Allah, ya akhi. You tell them, قال الله, their Lord. That's why they said to Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah, they came to him, a deviant group, I don't know which one, I don't remember. But they said to him, Ya Sheikh, why you want us to leave the way of certain people and follow your way? Why? Why you want us, you're telling us, don't follow these people, and you want us to follow you? He says, you're wrong. I'm not asking you or calling you to follow me. I'm calling myself and you to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. You see? He said, I'm not calling you to follow me. You don't have to follow me. Me and you, we follow the Quran and the Sunnah. You see how it is? It's not about following this man or the other man. Now, when you follow this alim or the other, you follow them because they are upon the haqq. You don't follow them because of their color or because they are from this country. Even though they are wrong, you still follow them. This is wrong. You follow the dalil. The Sheikh Fawzan himself, he says, we say to the people, مَرْجِعُنَا وَمَرْجِعُكُمْ وَمَرْجِعُ الْجَمِيعُ هُوَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. والله تعالى ما تركنا للاختلاف ولا تركنا للآراء والأقوال وإنما أمرنا باتباع كتابه وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الذي أمرنا الله به. The Sheikh says, those people who call for freedom of speech, people are free. This is the 21st century and electronics and this technology. You still want people to do what you tell them to do. Let the people speak for themselves. Let the people choose what they want to do for themselves. The Sheikh says, we say to those people, we're not telling the people what to do. We're just reminding them of the principles in our religion. That all of us should take our affairs to the Quran, to the Book of Allah, and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't leave us to remain there, you know, in this controversy and to disagree forever. Nor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift us upon ignorance so that everybody stick to his opinion and his statement. Rather, Allah commands us to follow his book and to follow the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to refer back to them in a time, especially in times of different and disagreement. We take our disagreements and our differences to what? To the Quran and to the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh said, this is what we are commanded with. قال قوله عليكم بسنتي. He says, as for the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he says, hold on to my sunnah, هذه كلمة بمعنى الأمر مثل قوله تعالى عليكم أنفسكم أي إلزموا أنفسكم. عليكم بسنتي أي إلزموا سنتي. When he says عليكم بسنتي, he says this is an order. It's not by choice or options. This is an order, meaning you got to follow my sunnah. It's an obligation to adhere to the sunnah. It's not a choice. It is not left for the people whether to follow the sunnah or not. No, it's an order from Allah. And it's an order from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال والمراد بسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم طريقته التي كان يسير عليها وما كان عليه من الاعتقاد والعمل والهدي والأخلاق. He says, what is intended with the sunnah when in here, when the Prophet ﷺ, he says, hold on to my sunnah, it is the way that he was upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The path that he was upon in creed, in the creed belief, in actions of worship, his guidance and his manners, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of this is his sunnah. قال وأما من أراد بالسنة الأحاديث النبوية نقول له الأحاديث بعض سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وسنته أهم. He says, as for the one who said, look, now he said, hold on to my sunnah, meaning to the narrations. He says, we say no. Holding to the narrations is a part of the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now you got to hold on to his way صلى الله عليه وسلم, his minhaj, in the belief, in the creed, in actions of worship, in manners, in akhlaq, and the like. إذن قال فقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بسنتي أي عليكم بطريقة التي أنا عليها, لأنه هو القدوة صلى الله عليه وسلم, لقوله تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة, سورة الأحزاب. They took the clock down. Now we have to have a watch or something, inshallah. طيب. So he says, so the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, عليكم بسنتي, hold on firm to my sunnah, follow my sunnah, meaning, he says, my guidance. The guidance that the Prophet ﷺ was upon. Because he is the best example for us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 21, indeed you have in the Messenger of Allah the best example to be followed. Prophet also on this hadith, he says, and you should, and you hold on to the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. قال وهم الخلفاء الأربعة. They are the four guided خليفة. أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان أن علي رضي الله عنهم. أبو بكر الصديق، عمر الفاروق، عثمان أن علي رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. هؤلاء هم الخلفاء الراشدون. فما كانوا عليه وما عملوا به فإنه من سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهم المرجع بعد الكتاب وبعد سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، فينظر فيما كان عليه الخلفاء الراشدون ويؤخذ به. He said that which the rightly guided Khalifa were upon, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali رضي الله عنهم, and that which they act upon, it is from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So you turn back to them after the Quran and the Sunnah. After the Quran and the Sunnah, you turn back and you refer to what they were upon, these four rightly guided Khalifa. The Sheikh said, yes, you look at that which they were upon and you take it and you act upon it. قال سنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين هذه صفاتهم رضي الله عنهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gave qualities to them. أبو بكر، عمر، عثمان، أن علي رضي الله عنهم. قال هم الخلفاء. They are the خلفاء. أنهم خلفاء للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. اختارهم الله لخلافة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ولقيادة الأمة بعد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are the خلفاء of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah chose them for that position. To be the khulafa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To lead the ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah chose them for that. Number two, هم راشدون من الرشد وهم الغي فهم راشدون بخلاف أهل الغي والضلال. They are راشدون. They are khulafa, mean they are successors. They success the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they are rightly guided, following the right path, as opposed to the people who follow desires, follows misguidance and falsehood and the like. But them, they are rightly guided, and they always follow the right path. مهديين جمع مهدي وهم من هداه الله إلى الحق والصواب لأن الله هداهم وهذه شهادة لهم أنهم على هدى رضي الله عنهم. They مهديين, they are rightly guided, and because Allah is the one who guided them to the right path. Allah guide them to the truth and to be upon the right path. This guidance is from Allah. He's the one who guide them to be on the right path all time. So this is a testimony for them that they are upon guidance رضي الله عنهم. ثم أكد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك فقال تمسكوا بها. هذا تأكيد لقوله عليكم بسنتي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says عليكم بسنتي, hold on firm to do my sunnah, and then he said تمسكوا بها, be firm upon it, be tight on it. He said this is an emphasis. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم put in much emphasis on this, emphasizing this matter, this order of clinging to the sunnah and holding firm to the sunnah because of its importance. قال فعند الاختلاف تقع الأمة في خطر عظيم. The Sheikh says, look, when the ummah differ, then they put themselves on a great danger. That's what brings danger, khilaf. Differences bring danger. ولا ينجيها إلا أن تتمسك بسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. But nothing will save the ummah from this imminent danger except if the ummah hold on firm to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال فالإنسان إذا كان في مهلك أو في غرق ولجة يتمسك بالحبل الذي ينجيه من هذا الشيء. And he gave an example, the Sheikh حفظه الله. He said, can you imagine someone who's in a very bad situation, drowning. Somebody who's drowning, he's in a water and drowning. He sees a rope. What he do with it? He grab it. How he grab it?
Tight.
Right or wrong? He see a rope. He grab it tight because this is gonna, inshallah, save him from drowning. He ain't gonna like just like lean on it, Or grab it with one finger. No, he's gonna grab it with both hands, maybe with his teeth too. Can he let it go? Man, he's drowning. He's gonna die. Now here is this rope. Sheikh, he says he's holding tight to it. قال والحبل الذي ينجيك من هذه المخاطر هو سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says in this world filled of danger and this and this and that, what that rope that's supposed to help you and put you on the safe side is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. See how the Shaykh bring this example, Hafidhahullah, to make things easy. قال لو انفلت منك الحبل وانت في البحر او في الماء تغرق. الله اكبر. The Shaykh says, while you're holding and you let go the rope, that rope, you're in the water, in the ocean or in a deep water, and you let go the slip away, the rope slip away from you, you didn't have that nice grip on it. Right. What happened to you? What's going to happen?
You'll drown.
He said, you'll drown. You'll drown. You got nothing to hold on to. You're going to hold on to the water. قال فإذا خشيت أن ينفلت من يديك عد عليه بالنواي سبحان الله. He says, now, if you are in this situation, you're in the water, you can't swim, and you're going to drown. Now you're holding tight to this rope with your hands, but it's getting slippery. He says, you bite on it with your molar teeth. Right or wrong?
Right.
It's slipping away from your hand. What you do now? You bite on it. Because you don't want it. You don't want to let go. لِمَاذَا قَالْ لِأَنَّهُ إِذَا انْفَلَتَ مِنْكَ هَلَكْتْ. Said, why? Because if once you let go, if you lose that rope, you're destroyed. قَالْ فَإِذَا كَلَّتْ يَدَاكَ مِنُ التَّمَسُّكُ بِهِ عَضَّ عَلَيْهِ بِأَدْرَاسِكَ. نَعَمْ. He says, now you're in this situation. Your hands are getting tired. You're being holding and getting tired. It's slipping away from you. What do you do, Abdullah?
Bite.
You bite on it with your molar. With your front teeth? No, with the molar teeth. Why? Somebody know?
Strongest teeth.
Strongest teeth. Can't let go. They're strong. SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, you gotta hold on to this deen, to the sunnah. Don't just... How? Because you need to learn and apply in your life. وقوله تمسكوا بها وعدوا عليها بالنواجد هذا تأكيد بعد تأكيد بالتمسك بسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عند الفتن وعند الاختلاف فإن بها العصمة والنجاة لمن تمسك بها وترك ما عليه المخالف للسنة مهما كان هذا الشخص أو المخالف. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, hold on, cling to it and bite on it with your molar teeth. Emphasizing this matter and holding to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, especially in the times of trials and tribulations, time of controversy, people are different, time of disunity, because safety is only in holding to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and living alone and staying away from anything that opposes the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah وسلم, doesn't matter who's promoting that. Easy. Anyone, anything that opposes the sunnah, you should drop it loose. Don't hold on to it, man. You should let it go. Doesn't matter who's promoting that. ثم قال وإياكم قال هذا تحذير ومحذرة الأمور منصوب على التحذير. وعلامة نصبه الكسر نيابة عن الفتحة لأنه جمع مؤنث سالم. قال إياكم ومحدثات الأمور. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after he tells us to hold on firm, tight to the Sunnah, still he warns us against the newly invented matters that are not from this deen of Allah. وهو جمع محدث والمحدث في الدين ما ليس له أصل في كتاب الله ولا سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأمور الحوادث. What is this محدثة? It is anything that have no foundation, no أصل, no origin whatsoever in the book of Allah nor in the sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. These are just things that the people bring to the deen of Allah. The Prophet says, be aware of those things. People are going to bring things to the deen of Allah, calling the people to it like this is the deen of Allah. He says, be aware of those things. Why? They are invented matters because they have no origin. You cannot trace them to the book of Allah. You cannot trace them back to the sunnah of the messenger of Allah. So why acting upon them? The Prophet ﷺ, he says, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Hey, that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha. Whoever invented or introduced anything to this deen that is not from it, will have it rejected. SubhanAllah, will have it rejected, not accepted. وفي رواية من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. In another narration in Sahih Muslim, from Aisha also radiallahu anha, whoever does an action that is not in accordance to our affairs, he will have it rejected. قال الشيخ فما خالف السنة فهو محدث والمحدث بدعة وضلالة. لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإن كل محدث بدعة. يعني في الدين. He says anything that opposes the sunnah, it is an invented matter. And every invented matter is an innovation and lead astray. والعياذ بالله. He says, now we're talking about those newly invented matters in the religion. He says, as what the people they invented in from the matters of this life, livelihood, mashallah, they invent nice cars, the Shaykh says, clothing, beautiful houses, yes. People that used to live only in tents, now look, big villas and mansions and big technologies, people that used to walk on their feet. If someone has a camel or a donkey or a horse, that's good for him. But many people, they just travel on their feet. Then they invented the bike. Then the moped. Then some cars that go only like 5 kilometers an hour. You remember those cars? When they just started them?
Yeah.
They even have one person with a flag in front. Remember? Somebody's driving the car. One person with the flag. You know that, right, Abdurrahman? Person with the flag to tell the people, get away, get away. Yes, that's what it has to be, but first time. And then these cars, now they go, they start going 15 miles an hour, then 50, now 300, maybe more. Then they come up with planes, come up with so many things. This invention, as the Shaykh says, it is not these things that are mentioned in the hadith. These are permissible, as long as they are used in the halal, that which is benefit the people. These are from the things that Allah has made permissible for His servants. But those invented matters that are haram, and they are innovation, they are those invented matters into the religion. As for being creative and come up with new ways and a newer model in cars, in homes, technology, it's okay, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. That's permissible. But for someone to bring a new way to pray, a new way to call the adhan, a new way to fast, a new way to make hajj, a new way to make dua, that is not from the deen of Allah, that's what is haram. Okay? So it's not permissible for anyone to introduce anything to the deen of Allah that is not, have no proof or no origin in the book of Allah, nor in the sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال وإن كان قصده حسنا ويريد الخير. SubhanAllah, very important. He says, even if that person have good intention and he intends good to the people. SubhanAllah. Some people, they do this dua that is innovation. They like, we just want good, akhi. As those people who they were counting in a circle, one of the, they have pebbles in the time of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in the Kufa, in Iraq, in the Masjid in Kufa, and they were in circle and they have pebbles, and one person said to them, say SubhanAllah 100 times, and they counted, SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. subhanAllah.
No.
Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said to them, what are you doing? They say, yeah, Abu Abdurrahman, we're not doing nothing bad. We're not doing bad and bad. We're just counting, you know. He said to them, subhanAllah, whether you are better than the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you are opening a door of dalala, of misguidance. You see? He didn't say to them, oh, you're just saying subhanAllah? MashaAllah. No. Saying subhanAllah is a good thing, beautiful thing. But the way they were doing it is not. Prophet ﷺ didn't do it, the Sahaba didn't do it. So now here is these people, they invent things and they say they just intend good. The Shaykh, he says, look, if anyone wants good for himself and the people, he has no other way except to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But if he wants to introduce the people to other than the Sunnah, this is not good. Even if that person thinks it is good. Because the Sunnah did not left any good except that he make it for us clear. The Sunnah comprehends and includes all the good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. This day I have completed and perfected religion for you. So it is a perfect religion. Walhamdulillah. There is no need for someone to come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Sahaba, and to introduce to the people something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know, the Sahaba didn't know. It's not in the book of Allah, and say, no, it's good, it's going to get you closer to Allah. No, nothing going to get you closer to Allah except by adhering to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us.
Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكل بدعة ضلالة every innovation in the deen will lead you astray so he says there is no exceptions when it comes to innovations all of them are bad and not permissible in the deen of Allah he says why are we saying this the sheikh he says because there is certain people who they say no there is some innovations who are good yes Ahlul Bidah, Sufiya, especially, they says no, Jama'at al-Tabligh and them, they says no, there is a good Bidah, yeah, there is bad Bidah, yeah, we agree with you, there is some bad Bidah, but there is a good ones as well. The Shaykh, he says no, this is, go against the statement of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If somebody tell you, look, there is a good Bidah, but the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, all Bidah are astray, who you take? Who you listen to? Of course, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu muhdathin bid'ah wa kullu bid'atin dalala." Every newly invented matter to this deen is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. He didn't say some, but then the Ahlul Bid'ah they say, "No, there is a good bid'ah, there is a good innovation." And he said, "We say to them, there is no such thing a good innovation." And whoever said that, he's opposing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's it. That should tell us who's this person. He's opposing the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sheikh Fawzani says, all innovation, there is no good in them. There is no good innovation in the deen of Allah. They are all despicable and filthy. We ask Allah, he says, protection from innovations.
Amen.
And in conclusion to this hadith, the Sheikh, he says, this is a great hadith. Comprise many advices, great advices. Whoever hold on firm to them, he will be saved from trials, from imminent danger, from misguidance. He will be saved from the controversy and the disagreement of the people and their opinions and statement of this one and the other one. He says, and this is from the blessings of Allah upon the Muslims, that He has made clear to them this path. This is from the great blessings of Allah that He has preserved for them His book and the Sunnah of His Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam, the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is between our hands. All of this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah didn't leave us with no knowledge, with no guidance, so that we can just hold on to statements of men and to their opinions, as it was the case of the previous nations. After some time, I said, what their messengers left for them is gone, is twisted, it changed, was altered. People are confused, they don't know who is who, who's on the haq. But now, alhamdulillah, it's not the case. It's not like the Quran is gone. Huh? The sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ain't nobody know the sunnah. Now it became a big problem. How you know the haq? But alhamdulillah, we have the book of Allah. Still, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is preserved. All we have to do, hold on to it. No. If anybody call us to something, we say one question. Is this is in the deen of Allah? If he said yes, we tell him, bayyin, what is the dalil? If he says, no, it's not from the deen, but it's still good, we say, why, it's not good for you, man. Stop that. The good is only in what's in the deen of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon His book and upon the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from innovations. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin, ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.
Amen.